rolling up on noon here on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket, it is White Elephant Day, and P1s, your misery is almost over because I'll be out of here in just a moment as we hand it off to Craig Miller and Rich Phillips for their unique chemistry from for what, 3 big hours today of NASCAR and SMU talk?
I just want to say that the guy who called with the pirate joke, that's the funniest joke I've heard in a long time.
Was good.
Steering wheel in his pants, driving me nuts. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good. I killed 2 hours. I managed to fight, managed to fight through Rick Carlisle and his lovely demeanor. And Mitch Williams was great. And Thad Matula was awesome for the director of Pony Excess, which we're all looking forward to Saturday night.
Craig, did you hear Sean get Carlisle'd?
Oh, I got so ricked.
I didn't hear it. I heard about it. I heard one-word answers.
Well, here.
Let's hear it, Corby.
Oh, yeah.
Do you worry, though, when Roddy B gets back that, you know, you're going to have to maybe change up some of this chemistry that you've already established?
No.
Now, I Well, that's a great stammer, isn't it?
It's so solid.
I don't mean to pat myself on the back, but that's up there with Mike. Now,
It's so rhythmical. Not a, what I.
It's almost what up? What up?
We can create a dance mix.
What do you want to get into?
Now I. So what's on your show, boys?
The lesson there is on the White Elephant Day. Don't have Rick Carlisle.
Yeah, he wasn't very.
Donovan got ambushed by him a couple of years ago when we had the normal Rick Carlisle show during Norm Shift.
Right.
And I can't remember what it was about, but boy, he jumped on Donovan's ass about something.
It was the position of a player. Donovan said, well, so-and-so, he plays the two for you. And Carlisle said, well, he really plays the three, even though that guy really played the two. But Carlisle was just being combative.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I just know he got all over him.
You know how you should have combated Carlisle's one-word answer with your own Bob Sturm? Really?
Really?
And then you just throw a one-word response back at him and then leave him hanging, and now it's back in his court.
And just walk out of the studio.
Yeah. And if he doesn't talk, you just walk out of the studio.
It might have been better than, well,
I don't know.
For real.
I don't know. There's a lot of layers to that. Well, boys, before I get out of here and hand it off, I... I have some big news I need to break about my life.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I have...
The coming out party.
Out, huh? Yeah, yeah, this is
on.
Yes, Corby?
This better not be what I think.
It might be, because on Sunday night...
Oh, no.
I proposed to my girlfriend, and I will be getting married this coming June.
No.
Wow. Oh, my.
No.
Well, congratulations.
No. There's no reason for the back music.
No.
She is a female. You've seen her boobs.
So,
no.
Corbin,
oh,
you
I
knew
have.
This was coming?
No. No. No.
Rick Carlisle does not approve of your nuptials.
Not sure you guys don't either.
No.
Maybe the married guys do, but...
Well, congratulations. Now, this sounds very controversial. Corby, you sound against it?
Well, Sean and his lovely missus have had several breakups and...
A couple.
Yeah.
It happens.
Just like anybody else.
You don't have to bring all those things up right now.
Some move-outs.
We drink a lot.
Some questions. It's just... I just hope
you're... Run-of-the-mill.
I hope you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
How long you been together?
We've been together over 3.5 years. We've been living together over 2. We've had a few spats here and there, but, I mean, I don't want to be with anybody else. So, as gay as that sounds, you know, I feel like I'm doing the right thing. And,
boy, I do.
And I did. Really, Danny?
Are you
not
prepared?
Her personally? I'm just, you know, in general.
Are you prepared for one vagina the rest of your life?
Oh,
yeah. Oh my God.
I guess so. It is nice.
What?
What is?
Oh wait, no.
What?
What did you say?
It's not?
It's nice, and then you said no, it's not.
I said wait, no. We haven't done that yet because we're not married.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Right, so. Well, that's it. I'm getting married, so there's my big
I can't wait for you
news.
To go home today. And she, did you say I had a nice vagina on your show today?
And then take it back?
And then you took it back?
Son of a bitch.
So how did you propose?
I thought, okay, her birthday was last month before Thanksgiving. I didn't want to do it on Turkey Day because I like that holiday a lot. I want to just eat and watch football.
I like that. So he didn't want to do it that day. It might spoil the day.
It might have ruined my day for all I know. I didn't want to do it at Christmas, and she's a school teacher, so she's got some time off coming up. I got a week or so off, so I figured, you know what? We were putting up the Christmas tree the other night. Just seemed like the right time to do it. Surprise the hell out of her, and somehow I tricked her into marriage. So.
Ring on the wiener?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just unzip and said, here you go.
Like, actually on it?
Well, just, you know, the very tip, so.
Oh. Did you just say you put the ring on the tip of your wiener?
Now, there's no doubt it could fit, but still, you don't need to.
You disgust me.
Did you have it say you had a date also?
Tentative, maybe mid to late June. Not a set in stone date yet.
Okay, let me not put that on my calendar.
Okay, gosh. Okay. Jeez.
Jerk you are.
Summer bash? You want to do the summer bash?
Yeah, no. No.
Yeah, right before the time wasters, bash. And then that's your reception as the time wasters, and you can have your first dance be the
baby
sweet
arm
hard
or something
line.
Like
yeah, baby
that.
Arm.
Yeah.
There you go.
You ought to get Dan Haggerty to marry you.
Yeah?
It's already been done here, hadn't it?
Do it after the time wasters, before the wet t-shirt contest. make her feel real special. Just sandwiches.
All right, so will she be cool if you take Grooves' place next year and Craig, their place in the wet t-shirt contest as official soaker?
I don't think she'd have an issue with that, no.
Really?
I'm not giving Craig that up. Had that job, did he?
For a couple years.
Oh. He was really good at it.
Hadn't it been you lately?
Don't we have the killer?
No, I'm not the soaker.
You're the host, that's years. Right. No, just Grooves, I think.
I'm the host.
I'm never giving that up. That's all I got.
I don't want to give up my hosting gig either. I kind of enjoy it.
That's the only sexual encounter Grooves has ever had.
Sorry, boy, didn't some woman ram your head right in her boobs, too?
Wasn't her boobs.
Oh no.
What was it?
Pardon?
What was it?
In her...
It was more eye level. Short. More yeah. eye level. It was her crotch.
Yeah. The attempt was higher up, but didn't quite work out for her.
Did it work out for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it still work out for you?
What?
What?
Is that as close as you've been to the naked female boob outside of a strip bar?
Huh?
Poor Shoopy.
Sorry, Shoopy.
Why do you want to start the show that way, Craig? We had such momentum.
Yes.
Well, and congratulations, then Sean.
We were hanging out with Sean Bass, the man whose fiance has a nice vagina.
Mark.
Is she a teacher?
Yes.
Oh, how
teacher.
Proud her students must be.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
That's a big reason. You know what?
Miss Seabass? What yeah, grade? We heard something about you.
Yeah.
What grade she teach?
Listen to the chicken the other day. Yeah.
Hopefully her students aren't listening.
You got a sweet vajayjay.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, boy.
It's a big reason she didn't want to come on Bob and Dan's extravaganza for the GBL payoff and sort of things like that. So,
yeah, anyway.
So here I go.
That's awesome.
Here I go. Getting married.
Congratulations.
When is the wedding? What's the date you
Mid
said?
To late June sometime. We haven't pinned down a date yet. But
let's see. That's what, 5 months?
Six and a half, seven, somewhere in there.
Time to break up.
And really. Get back together.
Yeah, yeah, and get back together.
Yeah, we can fit it all in.
That's what she said.
All right, enjoy your show.
All right.